Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, George Alozic. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Wickersham. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dave Wickersham. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The left fielder, George Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Bonikowski. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Joe Bonikowski. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veral scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is hit by the pitch. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green moves to third. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Green scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Twins. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a fly ball into right field. Alozic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic strikes out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Banks. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to third. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals hits a fly ball into right field. Alozic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Bonikowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonikowski strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Green hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Greco is called out on strikes. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Banks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 1 in the game. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lump moves to second. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0 for 1 in the game. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Lump moves to third. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lump scores. It's Athletics, 1, Twins, 1. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Wickersham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wickersham is 0-for-1 in the game. Wickersham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into right field. Alozic picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Alozic. Allison moves to third. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allison scores. Batty moves to second. It's 2-1, Twins. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into right field. Alozic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Bonikowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonikowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonikowski strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Green takes first base on ball 4. Batty moves to third. Allen moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jimenez. Rollins reaches second base with a double. Batty scores. Allen scores. Green moves to third. It's 4-1, Twins. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-2 in the game. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonikowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-2 in the game. Mincher hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Alozic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jimenez. Batty reaches second base with a double. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0 for 2 in the game. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonikowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhaals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Bonikowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonikowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonikowski bunts towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. Verhaals moves to second. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Green takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rollins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jimenez. Rollins reaches second base with a double. Verhaals scores. There goes Green trying to get to home. Jimenez throws the ball into Charles, who relays the ball to Sullivan, who tags Green, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. It's 5-1, Twins. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Lenny Green now playing left field. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic is 0 for 2 in the game. Alozic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alozic moves to second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sullivan is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Dave Wickersham. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 3 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Green. Hauser reaches second base with a double. Alozic scores. It's 5-2, Twins. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 3 in the game. Del Greco hits a pop-up towards short. Verhaal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 3 in the game. Mincher strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Batty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-3 in the game. Seaborn hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-3 in the game. Jimenez hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.